God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled True Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now, a lot of times people might be thinking, well, believe what God said. That's not what he said. Certainly you're to believe what God said, but that's not what he said here. What did he say that you're to believe? You are to believe what you say. Now we want to talk about that this morning. In order to be a person of faith and then live and walk by faith and get results in faith, real faith, true faith, you have to believe what you say. Certainly you have to believe what God says, but you also have to believe what you say. And here's where some difficulties come in. If you know in your own heart that part of the time what you say is not true, or false, then it's going to be difficult for you to believe what you say, because you know your own self. Part of the time, you don't even believe what you say. You know, if I lied to you the last 8 out of 10 times that I talked to you, but then I said, yeah, but you got to believe me this time, are you going to have difficulty believing me? Why? Well, the last 8 out of 10 times I was lying. But now you got to believe me this time. No, can you see the conflict? Your confidence is undermined in my word because I've lied to you so many times. Well, if you've lied yourself so many times, your confidence is undermined in yourself. Now, I know sometimes people might think it's just kind of a soapbox of mine talking about honesty and not lying and what a terrible thing lying is. But I'm telling you, it's not just me. You can't be a person of faith unless you're a person of integrity, an honest person. And you can, you know, Phyllis and I have talked about this before, that what we've seen in other ministers and other ministries, I go more by what I get in my spirit about somebody than what I'm seeing and hearing out here, and by how what kind of amazing doctrines they have or even amazing miracle they had. The spirit of a person is more important than their doctrine. And one of the ways you can tell who's a real man of God, who's a real woman of God, who's a real Christian, who's a real faith person, the more of a real Christian, real man of God they are, the less phony they will be. The more real, the more genuine. If somebody's supposed to be this amazing, anointed person over here, but they're telling you on the side, oh, just hide that, forget that. No, tell them this instead of this. Don't you believe it. They're not the man of God you think they are. This shows it. How many understand God is light? And in Him is no darkness at all. How many understand there's no way God could be a partner at all to a lie? I mean, there are very few things that are impossible to God, and this is one of them. It is impossible for God to lie. So, one of the problems that occur with this is we live in such a world of falseness. The devil is called the god of this world, isn't he? And he is also, in John 8, Jesus said, he is a liar, and he is the father of it. How many know God did not create lying? God didn't create it. The devil came up with it. The Bible said iniquity was found in him. And this was a big part of it. He's a deceiver. And so in the world system, everything that he is a big part of is full of fakeness and phoniness and hypocrisy. And I want you to think for just a minute about who are the big idols in our country and even in the world today in society. Who are some of the biggest idols, as people call them? Their pictures are on the billboards and the magazine covers. Who? Actors. And hypocrisy, that is the literal definition of hypocrisy, is an actor. One who takes on a role. One who assumes a character. And it's amazing that, you know, we got a whole generation of children and young people and teenagers. They look up more to somebody that can take on a role and completely fool you, that they're this person instead of who they really are, instead of somebody in science or military or the things of God or that's real and doesn't have a false bone in their body. They're just kind of in the background. And you and me, everybody here, has probably watched entirely too much TV. And movies, and what that amounts to is thousands of hours of phoniness. They're not really there. They're not really who they're trying to portray. It's a cardboard house. It's a fan blowing some wind. They got a wig on. It's a fake accent. They're not really from that country. Right? And we're a whole generation and country and world that feeds on fakery. That feeds on falseness. Is that okay? No, it's a problem. Because I know it is from just dealing with people in ministry. I've had young couples sit in front of me ready to divorce. And I think in one particular thing, and the one lady said, well, you know, he don't treat me like so-and-so treats so-and-so. And I said, who's that? And he looked at me and rolled his eyes. He said, it's a movie, Brother Keith. He was hurting. I felt for him. I said, what do you mean? He was in the movie, they go and describe. In the movie, he did this and this and this. And I hadn't quite lived up to that. You don't think. I looked at her. I said, dear, it's a movie. Yeah, but so and so and so. No, listen. These people are not really in love. The director goes, cut! And they walk back to their trailer. He's on his fourth marriage. She's on her ninth relationship, never been married. Their life is a mess. It's a disaster. They're not like this. It's called acting. And yet people are comparing their lives to this phoniness. And see, the devil is out to try to get you to live in a phony world. Because if the truth will make you free, lies will bind you up. Lies will put you and keep you in darkness and bondage. We don't just need to feed on foolishness and fakery and falseness. We need to feed on truth, reality, genuineness, honesty, and walk in truth. And when we speak something, it's the truth. Something that my own heart can believe is coming out of my mouth. Listen to this word in James. In James, I believe it's the third verse. No, excuse me. It's the first verse, it's the first chapter, James 1, 26. This is the BBE. If a man seems to have religion and has no control over his tongue, but lets himself be tricked by what is false, this man's religion is of no value. Now see, we've gone from false faith to false religion. If a man seems to have religion and what? Now, aren't we talking about what comes out of your mouth being something you can believe? has no control over his tongue, but lets himself be tricked by what is false, that means his tongue is involved in falseness. What's the result? This man's religion is of no value. That means his church going, all his stuff of the ceremony of Christianity that he's going through is for nothing. How many understand? Fakery is vain. Falseness is empty. It's never going to produce anything in your life except bondage and heartache. In the Matthew 15, you'd have to turn there, but Matthew 15, 7 and 8, it says, Jesus said, "You hypocrites," Matthew 15, 7, "You hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, 'This people draw near to me with their mouth, and they honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me.'" Now this is the fake faith that we're talking about. Is it possible to be saying something with your mouth, but your heart is far from it? Is that a problem? That's not real faith. Are you going to get results just because you're saying it and your heart is far from it? No, no. You must, Mark 11, 23, you must believe what you say. And how many know you can't talk foolishness and junk and be fake, you know, all week, and then it comes time to release faith and now you're going to flip a switch and become faith man? It's like me lying to you the last 8 times and saying, "Now believe me this time." No, no, your heart, you've confused your own heart. Now, go with me, if you would, to Matthew, the 6th chapter. Matthew 6. What is hypocrisy? We said already, it means acting, pretending, assuming a role, taking on a character. Now, when's the last time somebody came to you and said, "You know, pray for me. I'm a big hypocrite. I am just a big, fat, phony hypocrite." When's the last time you ever heard that? No. Uh-uh. Well, then does that mean there's no hypocrisy around? No, no. What it means is there's all kind of a hypocrisy around, and people are not owning up to it. Nobody wants to admit, "I'm full of baloney about this." You know? Nobody wants to admit. But the truth is, everybody in this room has been false about something at some point or time in their life. And it's not okay. It's ungodly. It's devilish. And it's not for us to look back. But if we're going to be a person of faith and live and walk by faith, we got to get rid of the phoniness. We got to get rid of the junk. Got to get rid of the hypocrisy.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Unhypocritical Faith, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R703E. That's R703E, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.